a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Pull it, pull it, pull it.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Number two underway here on the Midnight Rider. You know, we've allowed government to become our mamas and daddies. And that's why this type of legislation gets passed, is because, well, we got to take care of you. You can't take care of yourself. I mean, you got an Alzheimer's patient. They don't need to be around a weapon. They may have forgotten how to use it. Could hurt themselves. It's what family is supposed to be for. And to take care of each other and be near each other. And we don't need legislation to say, well, hey, if you've taken Ritalin, if you've taken this, you've taken that, then you can't have a gun. Well, why don't we let families work on this? And let's put this back in families and the local officials. That's where it belongs. It doesn't belong with a federal law saying who can have one and who can't. I mean, it's pure insanity. Oh, but oh, everybody going, oh, it's great, yeah. You've got the National Rifle Association, who has sold out every American who supported this bill, knowing exactly what it will do, knowing exactly what it calls for. Oh, they say, oh, well, you have an opportunity to clear your name. There's a whole procedure for it. Guess what? The procedure's never been funded. There's no way to clear your name. So you're stuck. You're labeled for life. And you know what? Little psychiatrists and doctors can be wrong. Yeah. I've seen it happen. Misdiagnose people, and then, you know, I've only seen one or two of them come back and say, hey, I made a mistake on this, and this is what I see that's correct. I'm sorry. Because, hey, if the doctor says it, then that's it. Oh, man. You know, that's the final word. You got a MD signature there, a psychiatrist that says, you can't have a weapon, boy. Now, you can't have one. Now, get on out of here. We talk to a customer and I can actually do some business with. This doesn't need to be a piece of a legislation. It's crazy. But again, we go back to the soft tyranny that's been created in this country, that we've allowed to permeate and to grow. And the tyranny has grown in exchange for handouts like Social Security. No Child Left Behind, a grant here, a grant there. Ooh, we're going to study this, a program, highway dollars. All of this. Things that the federal government was never supposed to be involved in the first place. All right, going to grab a break here. We'll be back on the other side with more.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Is the number if you would like to join us on the program. Let's quickly go to Ed in Texas. Thank you for holding. Welcome to the program.
Well, howdy, Mike. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fine. The reason I was calling in, Mike, is to touch base with you about this Veterans Disarmament Act that you've been talking about. That's near and dear to my heart. I'm just livid about it, as is like the Gun Owners of America and other pro-Second Amendment groups are. You know, something that hadn't been touched on yet, I've noticed, is about this act that it is specifically, as far as I'm concerned, is specifically targeted towards vets, correct? Or it seems
it's,
to be.
It's not
the
specific,
net result
it's not,
of it. We'll put it that way.
Its target is wide-ranging.
Right.
Basically, anybody labeled as mentally ill.
That's what I'm getting at.
Right, exactly.
Well, why? You know, the big question, that brings up the question, why? Because who would be the ones, the Second Amendment, is, as the founders' intent, is very clear about this. It's not about hunting. It's not even about protecting yourself from the criminal element. It's about preventing tyranny.
Right.
And who would be the ones who would have all the experience, have all the know-how in warfare, if that ever came to be?
Bingo.
It would be the veterans.
Yep.
And so who are the ones that they're most inclined to try to disarm?
Those with experience.
Exactly.
Yep.
It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out why they want to disarm our veterans.
Right. Well, you know, and they learned their lesson there after World War One, when troops from World War One got to keep their weapons. And when the government wouldn't pay them their bonuses and the money they owed them, they showed up with their weapons.
Yep. I just thought that was an important point to make.
It is indeed an important point, and I had not elucidated it and needed to, and I'm glad you did.
Well, that was all I had to say. I just wanted to make sure and get that out there, because I think that's the intent of this bill. They'll put flowery words on it and say, oh, it's for this or that or the other, but I think that's their intent.
Well, I wholeheartedly agree with you. That is the intent, and to eliminate essentially a fighting force that when Americans rise up and we get to that point, you have guys that are ready to go, and they don't want that to happen.
Yeah, well, absolutely not.
But, Ed, it does show you one thing.
Yes.
They're still a little afraid of us.
Yes, I think they're very much afraid of us, and they're definitely very much afraid of our returning veterans.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I've learned how to shoot when I was 6 years old, but I've never been in war. I've never been in the military. You know,
right.
I can part hairs with it, but I don't have the experience. And
right.
That's what they're afraid of. They know those are the people who would be leading the charge if it ever came to that.
Certainly. Yeah, and those are the guys that once we capture their gear are going to know how to operate it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they know how the government operates, too.
Exactly. Exactly. Good points. Well said.
Well, thank you,
I appreciate
sir.
You're quite welcome, and thanks for the call.
Have a
excellent.
Good night, sir.
Hey, you too, and thanks for listening. Excellent points. We've got a smart audience. Our audience is so cool. I love it. Everybody, you know, it seems like everybody I talk to, regardless of the show I'm on, people know so much information, and that's very cool. But no, he's right. You know, that's who they want to disarm, because if need be, and things in this country get to a point where it's time for the people to stand up and start shooting back, that these guys are not going to be able to, at least I think. But I'm sorry, folks, we're a little more resourceful than that. But just to say, you know, hey, you're mentally ill because you were in war and you've got some issues that you can't own a firearm. And it basically is, you know, it's almost like, you know, taking a cat and declawing him and then sending him outside. Saying, well, you can't defend yourself in your own home. Oh, you're going to have to rely on us, well, because you took a little pill. Or because, well, you have some nightmares from your experience in the war. Sorry, can't have it. And, like I said earlier, I don't know of any soldier that I've ever talked to that's talked about his experiences that hasn't told me he didn't have nightmares. Of course they're going to. They saw some pretty horrific stuff. I remember sitting next to a man one day, and he'd only told a couple people. You know, pretty close. It was my father-in-law. And we were driving down a country road one day, and he started talking about it. And here's this guy, almost 70 years old, bawling like a baby, as he told me the things he experienced. And in fact, there he was with next to his buddy, this Battle of the Bulge. Buddy's head just blown completely away by a shell, and he was like, was right next to him, and he was unharmed. And just holding his buddy's head in his hand just shook him for so many years. And he never got over it, and you don't get over that stuff. That's why war is an awful thing, and guys like Bush, you know, want to glamorize it and make it things like it's an excellent little quest. No, it's not. It's awful. It's terrible. Because always the technology is ahead of the tactics. Or the tactics you use are are open to the type of attacks that these guys undergo every day in Iraq, because they're not they were never trained for urban fighting. They were trained for battlefield fighting. And you've got an enemy over there that adapts your tactics. Why? Because we're training them during the daytime. And they come attack us at night. And I feel for those guys over there. I really do. And I wish they were home. They need to be home. But we've got Congress, Senate yesterday approved $70 billion more for the war. House approved it today. We sent these people with a mandate to get us out of Iraq. They have done nothing but give money to continue the war. Bills like what we've seen today with this Veterans Disarmament Act and the $70 billion for the war that nobody in this country wants, it's a sign, Mr. and Mrs. America, that we get rid of these people. It's time to kick their butts to the curb and send them all home. Say goodbye to 535 of them. And when they come up for re-election, every 2 years, every House member comes up. Time to send their butts home. And we start from scratch. Every 2 years, a third of the Senate comes up. You send that third home. You keep doing it, and you keep doing it, and you keep doing it. And that's the only way, minus an armed revolution in this country, that we're going to get our country back. And then we stop feeding the beast. That's the third piece of this. Stop feeding the beast. Understand where you're at, what you need to do, and stop feeding them. My word. We sit and talk about how the things that they do are wrong, but yet we continue to fund it. Well, at least we allow them to pay the interest on it, and they get their funding elsewhere through the Federal Reserve. But it's time we stop feeding it, and we send these fools home. Got to elect Ron Paul. That's the first piece. Second piece is getting these incumbents gone. Third piece is stop feeding it. Government's a parasite. They feed off of us. They've tricked the bulk of this country into believing that they owe a tax, and these people dutifully issue their tribute every year, and it's going up, while their ability to buy things go down. Cost of milk goes up, the bread goes up, the clothes they wear goes up, everything goes up, except what their dollar's worth. And the whole system is about to come into a screeching halt. Because it's going to explode. And meanwhile, instead of addressing real issues and problems that need to be taken care of, hey, we're passing legislation like this. Or we're spending more money we don't have. Another $70 billion. Well, let's add that to the tally sheet. Hey, them numbers are really going up, aren't they? Yeah. Four times. It's since 2000, the debt ceiling's been raised. You've got the comptroller. Controlling officer of the General Accounting Office saying today $53 trillion for future and current obligations. It's actually a little higher than that. $53 trillion, essentially $455,000 for every household in America is what's owed. There's no way to pay that off. There's no way to pay it back. Since 2000. That figure was in 2000. It was at 33 trillion. $20 trillion. It's now up 33,53,000,000,000 in 7 years. 7 years. And he said, you know, if this were a business, the stock price would be dropping, and you'd be looking at getting rid of the management team. Well, you darn right. And we've about had it with this management team, and it's time they're gone. It's time to kick these people to the curb. And you want to elect, you know, if you're listening here and say, well, I like Hillary Clinton, that's fine. You just keep this Bush Clinton little dynasty thing going on, that's fine, and you get what you deserve. It's just going to be exactly the same. You mad at Bush for warrantless wiretapping? Guess what? Clinton administration did it too. I mean, this is going on and on and on and on. The tricks ain't new. The faces just change. Prescott knew what he was doing, and the apple don't fall far from the back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Republic Broadcasting Network, and attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. And man, is this the time of the year for that. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, then Arthalin, spelled A-R-T-H-A-L-I-N, is here for you. Arthalin is a new but highly effective natural remedy. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. You simply go to www.321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com. Or in the morning, call them at 815-259-4552 for more details. That number again, 815-259-4552. One other thing that's going to set you off here, if this gun bill isn't bad enough, take a listen to this. In the spirit of the season, the IRS today announced interim guidance on how taxpayers can report violations of the tax law and claim a reward based on the amount of additional tax, penalties, and interest that is owed. Since the whistleblower office was created in December of 2006, the IRS has received about 80 claims, half of those submitted in just the last 2.5 months. To make a claim, an informant must file new Form 211, application for award for original information, which asks informants to provide an estimate of the tax owed, the pertinent facts in the case, and an explanation of how the informant obtained the information. The IRS whistleblower office will make the final determination about whether an award will be paid and the amount of the award for claims that it processes. Awards will be paid in proportion to the value of information furnished voluntarily with respect to proceeds collected. Under the new procedures, the amount of award will be at least 15%, but no more than 30% of the collected proceeds in cases in which the IRS determines that the information submitted by the informant substantially contributed to the collection of the tax. The award percentage may be reduced in some circumstances, which are described in IRS guidance. To be eligible for an award under the new procedures, the tax penalties, interest additions to tax, and additional amounts in dispute must exceed $2 million for any taxable year. And if the taxpayer is an individual, the individual's gross income must exceed $200,000 for any taxable year in question. So we were supposed to spy on each other. Okay? Well, I know he's not supposed to have a gun. I know he ain't paid his taxes over there. So I called the IRS the other day and let him know what was going on. Yeah, well, jeez, my word. You know, this doesn't end. I mean, it becomes more and more Draconian all the time. How did you keep people in line in Nazi Germany and in East Germany and in the Soviet Union? They were afraid of being snitched on. So everybody went right along. We're starting that little culture here, too. Isn't it amazing? That's what you call freedom in America with a K. Carol in Pennsylvania, welcome aboard to the Midnight Rider. How are you tonight?
I am good. I want to change the subject, if I could.
Okay.
I don't know. Rudy Giuliani yesterday was to be in Columbus, Missouri. I don't know if you heard about this. And I think it was the Days Inn. Now, I may have the wrong hotel, moat, whatever. But the CNN bus was there. And Dave Von Kleist pulled in with the Ron Paul bus right behind it. And they were having a big shindig, Dave Von Kleist and them, and I think just about across the hall from Rudy, but they were going to have more people there than Rudy had. I mean, I thought that was pretty neat.
That is very cool. And, you know, that's the thing, Carol. All over the country, these people like Giuliani, Romney, Huckabee, these people show up, and at every turn, they show up for their little event. There's more Ron Paul people there than their people.
Mm-hmm.
This happens all the time.
Now the big one.
Yes.
They're having a concert. I guess you'd call it a concert, but it's called Ron Paul Lollapalooza.
Okay, Lollapalooza, okay.
Lollapalooza it's called. And they plan on having it be bigger than Woodstock.
Wow.
And there's not a date set, but if people want to see this, read about it, go to the Power Hour, and on the second column down at the bottom, click on More. And on the left-hand side, it'll say News. Click on that and click on the news, not the old news. But they plan on giving him the money.
Well, good.
And they're booking. They said they want a lot of the people that sing songs and stuff for Ron Paul, but also I have a feeling they're going to have some names there, big names, but they said they want it bigger than Woodstock.
Well, that's
so
very cool.
I thought this would be pretty neat.
Yeah, it certainly will.
Yeah, and Bloomberg plans on running to stop Ron Paul.
I have heard that as well. He's checking his... hold on, hold right there. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break, just about out of time here. This is the Midnight Rider on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Carol here on the Midnight Rider, Carol in Pennsylvania. Yeah, it looks like Bloomberg may likely run as an independent. He's been consulting advisors and people who've worked with him on his previous campaign for mayor in New York. And so there's a certain possibility that he may run. Looks like Tom Tancredo probably tomorrow is going to pull out of the race.
Megabucks, that doesn't mean he's going to win. He's not going to pull it off.
No, he's not going to pull it off. He's despised. No. They're just like Giuliani is.
Yeah, now I read another article tonight, and I don't know if it was true or not. Of course, they like to say, the Onion put that out. But Pelosi and Murtha from Pennsylvania, they said on Friday that after Christmas they were going to bring impeachment charges against Bush. Pelosi changed her mind. Now, I don't know if this is true or not.
I don't think so. I mean, she's too tightly tied into AIPAC, gets a lot of money from AIPAC. I don't see that happening. I mean, the AIPAC lobby in Israel are doing everything they can do to try to get us to fight a war for them.
Well,
we've already done it in Iraq. I mean, they're dying for a pipeline, and they're talking about building one from Iraq all the way down to Haifa.
Yeah, well, a lot of them are jumping ship, though, I'll tell you. A lot of the rats are jumping the ship, and quite a few of them. So,
you're gonna see a bunch of people in Congress try to set and posture themselves as wanting to impeach Bush and Cheney. You'll hear the rhetoric amp up again to get us out of Iraq here in the next year because we're coming up on an election again.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I didn't
mean to interrupt.
So they're going to start posturing and make it look like they've been against the war, you know, the entire time. Uh-huh. They'll focus group people to death to find out the right things to say, and they'll take it back to their districts. The only problem is this time we've got to have people that know what's up and are smart enough to figure it out and just say, no, your butt's going to the house. End of story.
Mm-hmm. One other thing, because I got to get to bed here. I got to watch my grandchildren in the morning. Little troubles in La La Land. I see Dennis Kucinich's brother died.
Yep, they found him laying face down on the floor. It's his youngest brother. His other brother, Larry, found Perry Kucinich dead at 52. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, good talking to you.
Good talking to you, Carol, as always. You have a great night.
Okay, you too.
All right, bye-bye now. They're kind of sad about the story about him. They don't suspect any foul play or anything like that as far as the last report I read, and I'd seen a report just before the start of the broadcast. So, they seen him Tuesday, couldn't get a hold of him on Wednesday, and went to check on him today, and hey, he's dead. It's amazing how that happens. I don't know if I had mentioned it here on the program, but Kimberly has an uncle that died during the ice storm. And he had suffered from MS, and he was in his house, no power. He'd been dropped off by a friend, had a generator in the back of his car that hadn't been taken out. It was still in the box. Hadn't been taken out and installed and plugged in. So he had no lights. He was sitting there with an oil lamp. Somehow this oil lamp tipped over. And he died in the house of the fire. And that's just amazing how that, you know, just how that happens. And Kimberly's dad, my wife's dad, just happened to be watching television at about 4:30 in the morning, caught the early news, and caught the live shot of the fire. And that's the only way they knew. And it was a sad, tragic event that it happened like that. And it's just amazing how that happens. You can lose somebody just boom at the drop of a hat. All right, Graybeard in Tennessee. Gary, what's going on tonight? Did you write Mr. Beck?
Oh, you got a carbon copy of it.
I know, but I had to add some excitement here to the program.
Well, that went right to him, and it was about as nice as I could word it. But in order to email him, I had to pull up his website.
Right.
So I Googled Glenn Beck, and then the first item in the Google list is his program. Then up comes this picture, and I'm going to do some psychoanalysis on this picture.
feel free.
Yeah, right. First off, it appears that he has an oral fixation. He's got something stuck in his mouth. And then I got to looking at it a little bit closer.
That's his shoe, isn't it, that's in his mouth?
I don't know.
Well, hold on. Well, Graybeard, wait right there, because you remember last night he was talking about all these death threats that he's getting and how terrible that is?
Yeah,
well,
I don't know. It looks to me like it's a cut out of the state of California. I'm not sure, but
yeah.
Anyway, he's got an oral fixation for guidance.
Well, I would agree with that. Because, matter of fact, just hold right there, because last night he was saying that, you know, that a lot of people who are 9/11 truthers wanted him dead, that he was a traitor, and he think that's terrible that they wanted to threaten his life. Take a listen to this. Hold on, Graybeard. Take a listen to this.
Yeah.
Hang on, let me just tell you what I'm thinking. I'm thinking about killing Michael Moore, and I'm wondering if I could kill him myself or if I would need to hire somebody to do it. I think I could. I think he could be looking me in the eye, you know, and I could just be choking the life out. Is this wrong? I stopped wearing my What Would Jesus Band Do, and I've lost all sense of right and wrong now. I used to be able to say, yeah, I'd kill Michael Moore, and then I'd see the little band, What Would Jesus Do? And then I'd realize, oh, he wouldn't kill Michael Moore. At least he wouldn't choke him to death, and, you know. Well, I'm not sure.
So, what do you think, Pot Kettle Black?
Yeah, right. He sounds like a psychopath, too, with an oral fixation.
No
doubt. And then I got to looking at his eyes. You see how they're really wide open and bugged out?
That's because he's off the alcohol and the drugs now.
Well, now, I think he had a surprise visit from a backdoor intruder.
Oh, my.
This picture's something else. I got to. What was his program? Not the one that had the crawler that was going across the bottom of the screen. Ron Paul was dead.
Yeah. What that was it was a mention to a Mike Huckabee ad, the one about the cross, and Huckabee was joking in a news conference where he was being asked about it, and he made a mention to the Beatles song where if you played it backwards, it says Paul is dead, Paul is dead, Paul is dead. I think it's coincidence in that, because that show's taped way early.
Well, he's going to get another email tonight. I got a comment on his picture. He's not going to like that one either. So.
No, he's probably not. But you know, but then again, he may be taking it all to heart.
He might like it too.
I don't know. You might be the whole topic of a show. You never know.
Yeah, you were. I heard you on the air after I hung up, and I'm having problems with this Graybeard manual because they went in and hacked hundreds of names of subscribers.
No kidding.
And so we're putting up a website.
Hey, there you go.
Somebody has donated a website to me, and I'm going to put the whole damn thing on the website and let them hack that.
Let them have at it.
Yep. So
there you go.
It's going to take me a while to get this website up and running, but we're working on it every day.
Excellent. Excellent. That sounds like a good plan. And stay on Beck. He needs somebody watching over him.
Yeah, he's going to get another email tonight. I'll send you a carbon copy.
Well, I would ask him what the difference is in between people wanting to kill him and him wanting to kill Michael Moore, where the difference lies.
Oh, that's a good question to ask. Yeah, that's a solid question. I'll do that.
Sure. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Graybeard.
Merry Christmas.
You too. Keep things flying at Fort Defiance.
That's right.
Yep.
Mostly lead.
There you go. You have a great night. Merry Christmas to you as well. We don't get to talk to you again. Oh, man. That's right. Old Graybeard. Yeah, I got it. I was sitting there last night, and sure enough, there was a copy of his email to Glenn Beck sitting in my box at mike@midnightwritershow.com. And I got quite a tickle out of it. And matter of fact, that lights it up last night. That was the first thing I saw when I came in this morning. So it was still there. And it was definitely a good way to start the day. I mean, you know, here's Beck saying, well, people want to kill me. Oh, by the way, I want to kill Michael Moore. And, of course, he gets the protection. You or I say it, hey, we're going to jail. Secret Service on our door. Are you serious about that threat? Well, is Glenn Beck serious about his? Why don't you ask him? It's like you get to do anything without any consequences. Say whatever you want, but oh, my word, you're the peasantry. How dare you speak to me in such tones? We must have you drawn and quartered now. Please obey and please follow along. You're not allowed to think. We're dumbing you down, don't you know? I am the great and powerful, wonderful Glenn Beck. Yes, that's me standing here before you. You should bow and worship me. Get on your knees now. There you go, peasant. Drives me crazy. By the way, Carl Rove might be afraid of Ron Paul, too. This from Lou Rockwell says, my old opponent from Ron Paul, Texas political days, Carl Rove worries that Ron, whom he refuses to name, could win the nomination.
Will Sitz reports hearing Carl on the Sean Hannity show. He talked about how he liked all five candidates he named, Rudy, Mitt, John, Fred, and Mike. I could support any of them. But with the primaries coming so thick and fast, he's concerned that people might not have time to make a well-informed judgment, and they just might hop on a bandwagon. Oh, my God. That freedom and liberty, it's a bandwagon. Oh, my. Darn right. That is, people will make an informed judgment, support Ron Paul, and gain him the nomination. That's the earth. That is, it's earthquake time for the establishment. And Carl, who is whistling past the neocon graveyard, knows it. All right, Ron Paul on Cavuto today. Oh shoot, we're not going to have enough time to play this whole clip. All right, we'll play it. We'll play a couple minutes of it. Finish it up on the other side of the break, because we're almost out of time. And so here's the first bit of it. He's asking him some inane questions about fluffy ads. You know, the little Christmas Giuliani ads that are running in some states and stuff like that. So Ron Paul doesn't even know what he's talking about. Obviously couldn't hear him beforehand. But that doesn't faze Cavuto. I mean, because Cavuto's idea of economic reporting is having the Hooter Girls on. You know? So here is the clip. We'll run about half of it now and get the other half in on the other side of the break.
Now for Manchester, New Hampshire, to the best of my knowledge, the congressman has not run one warm and fuzzy ad. Congressman, what do you think of this?
What do I think of what, Neil? I don't quite get it.
So I can't see you doing these type of ads. Do you think they're a waste of time?
Well, I haven't made a judgment. It seems irrelevant. It seems to me I'd rather talk about monetary policy and foreign policy and spending. So some of these ads I don't think are too important. But we have an ad out about a Merry Christmas ad, and I don't think it's necessarily bad.
All right, well, because a lot of the people who know you very well, Congressman, say actually you're very funny, and then you're a very warm guy yourself. Now, most people exposed to you on the campaign trail know that you're the guy with the libertarian views and tough positions on taxes and Iraq. Would it help those who don't know you to know that warm and fuzzy side of Ron Paul?
Well, I would hope so, but I have warm and fuzzy positions. You know, I believe in freedom and limited government and let the people own. So that's pretty warm and fuzzy, you know, allowing people to lead their own lives. So I don't think the ad just to deal with personalities isn't very necessary.
Do you think they work, though, that these type you've been around this before. You've been, you know, in Congress for many years. You've tried this presidential thing before. Do you think that these type of ads register with people, just as someone who watches the process?
No, I would say that the people who are joining our campaign by the tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, and those who are sending the money aren't motivated by that. I mean, I think they like to know who I am, and they like want to know me and like me and know I'm a grandfather and like kids. But I think what motivates them are my political beliefs and what I believe in the Constitution and monetary policy. That's what energizes people. But I don't think you can divorce it completely from the personality. But if you have bad policies and you think you can overcome bad policy with, you know, these fuzzy ads and think that personality is going to overcome bad policy, won't work. No way. But if you can get good policies and a good personality, then I think it's great.
Congressman, let me ask you, you talk about the amount of money you've raised over the Internet and for your campaign in general, and it is staggering. Last Sunday alone, $6 million plus. There are reports, sir, that your campaign has received a $500 campaign donation from a white supremacist in West Palm Beach, and your campaign had indicated you have no intention to return it. What are you going to do with that?
It's probably already spent. Why give it back to him and use it for bad purposes? You know, and I don't even know his name. I never heard of it. You know, when you get 57,000 donations a name, are we supposed to screen them and find out their beliefs? He sent the money for my beliefs. And if he's promoting my viewpoints and my attitudes, Why give it back to him if he has bad viewpoints? And I don't endorse anything that he endorses or what anybody endorses. They come to me to endorse freedom and the Constitution, limited government. So I see no purpose for me to start screening everybody that sends me money. I mean, it's impossible to do it. It's a ridiculous idea that I'm supposed to screen these people.
All right. So, Congressman, when you find out that it's this Don Black who made the donation and he ran a site called Stormfront, White Pride Worldwide, now that you know it, now that you're familiar after the fact, you still would not return it.
Well, if I spent his money and I took the money that maybe you might have sent to me and donated back to him, that doesn't make any sense to me. Why should I give him money back to promote his cause? That doesn't make any sense to me.
So what do you think, Congressman, of the candidates who do this? Either they say, oh, we got money from a group now we're aware was kind of sticky. We don't want to give it. Hillary Clinton has had to do this. A number of other candidates have had to do this. Do you think that just is a bad practice?
I think it's pandering. I think it's playing the political correctness so that they, when you quiz them, then they can say, oh, Neil, yeah, I did exactly what you're suggesting I should do, and brag about how pure they are. You know, I think that's a bit of pandering. There's no way that I'm going to institute a policy of looking at 100,000, 200,000 of these donations and find out. Well, what about the people who get donations that want to get special interest from the military-industrial complex? They put in, they
raise. All right, we're going to hold it right there. Got to grab a break here. We'll come back, and I'll back it up just a bit, just a couple seconds so you get the full idea of what he's talking about. It's just about a minute or so left in the clip, so we'll get to it on the other side and wrap the program up here for this Wednesday night. Back in just a minute here on the Midnight Rider.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
We'll be right back.
All right, final few minutes here on the Midnight Rider for this Wednesday night. Okay, about a minute left in this Ron Paul clip. I'm backing up just a little bit so you can get the whole idea of what he's talking about here as far as donating to the special interest groups. Here's the last minute of the clip.
200,000 of these donations and find out. Well, what about the people who get donations, what want to get special interest from the military-industrial complex? They put in, they raise, bundle their money and send millions of dollars in there, and they want to rob the taxpayers. That is the real evil. I mean, it is the evil that buys influence in government. And this is, to me, the corruption that should be corrected, not to pick out one of my donors out of 100,000 donors and say, oh, Ron Paul isn't doing the right thing because he hasn't sent the money back. I mean, I think you're missing the whole boy, the whole boat, because it's the immorality of government. It's a special interest in government. It's fighting illegal wars and financing and taxing the people, destroying the people through inflation and undermining this prosperity of the country. Now, there is a moral problem that we should be dealing with, and that should be the responsibility of government. That's what I stand for. And if people send me money and I spend it for that purpose, I feel good about it.
All right, Congressman. And to be fair, your campaign has raised well over $10 million in just a little more than a week. Kind of hard to keep track of contributions as little as $500. Thank you very much.
There's a stab at Ron Paul right there. Wow, it's a $500 contribution. Hard to keep track of that. I mean, come on. They're doing anything they can to try to derail this growth and this movement that's coming forward. I mean, last night you have Beck tried to drive a wedge between Ron Paul and people who believe that 9/11 was an inside job. It ain't going to work. You might have a few that say, well, if he's not going to support 9/11, then I don't want to talk about it, and you're not going to deal with it. That's okay. That's fine. But I don't support Ron Paul because of 9/11. I support Ron Paul because he's talking about liberty and freedom. And that's the key message. That's the main message. That's the message we've got to take to the people of this country. To get it back, to let them know that they've been robbed, and robbed they have been, and we're not going to take it anymore. We can't take it anymore. Literally, if we allow this to continue, we are done for. You had Morgan Stanley announced today that China, a Chinese investment firm, state-controlled, now owns almost 10% of Morgan Stanley. $5 billion they got to stay afloat. This is happening all over. You got the European Central Bank put $500 billion out for banks to take if they can pay it back in 2 weeks. They added additional 2% to the European money supply, which is a cause for inflation. You have a CPI index, which is what the government's inflation rate, it's at 4.3%, which shows inflation is going up. The government finally has to admit it, but still their numbers are way low. Inflation's bad here, and they've been printing money now for the last, what, a year and a half? Like it's going out of style. And that's why they dumped the M3 report, so people wouldn't know how much additional cash was hitting the market. And they've driven it down. You've got countries like Saudi Arabia. Clerics in Saudi Arabia are saying, hey, we've got inflation here that's rising because you pegged the dollar. We want off of this. We want off it now. It's happening all over the Middle East. This dollar is in a coma, and nobody can convince the family it's time to pull the plug. I mean, you know, barring a miracle, it's gone. And when it goes, the rest of the economy goes crashing with it. They're doing everything they can trying to hold this together. A lot of people think that after Christmas, things are going to go south. A lot of people are not spending their money on credit cards. 1 in 5 this year, folks, will borrow money to pay their heating bill. That's absolutely insane. I wish we had time to get into that story, but we don't. Hey, folks, have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow night. Find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family. Folks, that's why we're fighting to save this country. Everybody have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow night.